Here are a few quick tips from Chad. Children and adults with ADHD. Trouble sleeping? Adults can benefit from establishing a bedtime routine. Before going to bed, make a to-do list of things for the next day so that you don't forget the things you need to do the next day. And practice relaxation techniques before bed. Quick tips are brought to you by Chad, Children and Adults with ADHD. Get more tips on chad.org. Visit, join, get involved.
This is Attention Talk Radio, your ADHD information station, part of Attention Talk Network. Its sister stations include Attention Talk Video, your ADHD talk show station, our subscription-based newsletter, Attention Talk News, your ADHD news source. Each media channel can be accessed at their respective URLs, attentiontalkradio.com, attentiontalkvideo.com, and attentiontalknews.com. Keep up with all the media channels on our Facebook page, found at facebook.com/attentiontalkradio.
Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, the show centered around paying attention to attention, with your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. I'm your host, ADHD and Attention Coach Jeff Copper. And let me tell you something, we got one heck of a show for you tonight. Our title tonight is ADHD Shark Tank Training. Fill out your applications. One of the things that we love to do on Attention Talk Radio, other than pay attention to attention itself, but we also like to release new and exciting things and or be the first to announce a release. For example, a year and a half ago, we were the first one to announce and actually bring to the attention to the crowd that Nod Howell was the co-author of Driven to Distraction, which was the first time ADHD coaching was put in print in 1994. We actually figured out it was the 20th year anniversary, so we were real thrilled with that. And tonight we've got something exciting, is we've got ADHD business incubator that's been around for a while, but I feel like we have a little bit of an exclusive in the podcast radio world about really kind of bringing this to your attention. And so we're going to have a lot of fun with that. Real quickly, tonight is Wednesday, January the 6th in the year 2016 at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Got a few announcements. First, there's a telesummit going on right now, the learningchallengedchild.com. This is not specifically ADHD-related, but it's a telesummit that's going on that has a lot of good information with regard to helping children that are learning challenged, autistic, ADHD, dyslexic, etc. I know I was excited to participate in that myself, so that's kind of going on. Also, next week is the ADHDpalooza.com telesummit. That is a telesummit that's all things ADHD and women. There are some spectacular guests on it. I think about 80% of them we've actually had on Attention Talk Radio. I'm actually excited. I'm big into ADHD and exercise. I've been doing presentations for a very long time, we had a great interview with John Rady. I think it was last April or May on the particular topic, and they encouraged me to actually do some research about exercise and women and ADHD, and I'm presenting on that, I think, that next Thursday. So please go check out that telesummit and check that out. It's some really good stuff. Also, Dr. Barkley continues to encourage me to promote ADHDfund.com, which is a crowdsourcing website to raise money for small-scale ADHD research worldwide. And then the other thing that we like to promote is, Attention Talk Radio, we have over 450 interviews in archives between Attention Talk Radio and Attention Talk Video, with over 210 hours of programming, which in the ADHD world is really pretty overwhelming. So I took a stab at putting together my top 10 list, my favorite interviews over the years. And if you're interested, go to digcoaching.com/ATR, and you can download our top 10 list. Actually, there's a bonus list on the other end because I couldn't really just narrow it to 10, so please check that out. I think that's all of our announcements tonight. Again, our topic tonight is ADHD Shark Tank Training. Fill out your application, and with us in our virtual studio is Tom Bergeron. He's a co-founder and chief operating officer of the Inventive Labs and Ansbury, Massachusetts. Tom uses his experience with product and business development to help innovators at the lab launch their careers. Prior to Inventive Lab, Tom was instrumental in developing CAD technology and launching other innovative products. He's worked in numerous upstarts, helping in sales, marketing, product development teams, etc. He's seen the highs and lows of upstart world and taught him to enjoy the journey as much as the reward, which I think is really kind of a key statement. It's I worked with a lot of entrepreneurs. The fun is the journey getting there, as I've said for years. Building the snowman was the fun. As soon as we built it, we wrecked it when it was over with. It was certainly fun, but if you didn't enjoy the journey, you're not going to enjoy the outcome. Tom believes the ADHD mind is perfect for entrepreneurship, which led him and his partner to establish this ADHD business incubator. And you can learn more about that by going to Inventive Labs, InventiveLabs.org. And with that, Tom, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jeff. I really appreciate being on the show, being your guest.
I appreciate you coming to us and reaching out to kind of make this thing happen, because we're really excited about this. So I guess to begin with, I just want to, just so everybody has a sense, tell us a little bit about your entrepreneur background and your relationship with ADHD, so they have a context when we start talking about this. They kind of see that it's a calling for you and why you're so passionate about it.
Yeah, so I've been, as you mentioned, I've been involved in the startup world since I got out of school. I really enjoy working in startups. Really focused on is bringing new products to market. They call it disruptive technology, which is a term that I really like. You get in trouble for it in school, but outside of school, investors really like the concept of disruptive or changing technology that comes out there. I was fortunate, mostly in the high tech and the software industries, and the first company I worked for eventually grew and went public and eventually acquired by a larger company called Autodesk inside the CAD industry, the computer-aided design industry. From there, I worked with different dot-coms and different other startup companies. Definitely saw a common theme is that a lot of the folks who really like startups don't necessarily work in the corporate world. You see a lot of ADHD, a lot of dyslexia that's in there, and you know those traits we feel really helps out, and it works real well in the entrepreneurial world or the startup world.
You can keep going.
Yeah, and so really what we've done, I'm at a point right now in my career that looking at, you know, what we're going to do next, we kind of looked at, you know, starting a business incubator, which is helping various different startups. And my partner, Rick Fiery, and myself really looked at it and said, you know what, if we kind of focus this business incubator, kind of made it unique and really focused on folks with learning differences, really folks with ADHD, with dyslexia, kind of built an environment that really took advantage of the gift of ADHD or dyslexia and helps folks start their own business and create their own livelihoods.
So I love where you're going, but I'm sure ADHD just didn't pop out of thin air. What impact did it have on your life that called you to focus in on that?
Yeah, well, that's interesting. I have a lot of ADHD traits myself. I've actually been formally diagnosed. My partner, Rick, he has ADHD in his family, different family members. So mm-hmm. he definitely was impacted, saw in different cases where it really causes a lot of struggles in school, but we've also saw how those same traits can really help once you get out into the business world.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I want to just kind of touch base a little bit about education. We've interviewed Dr. Barclay, Dr. Thomas Brown, and some others, and one of the things I like is they talk about, think of the ADHD brain, the back part is the filing cabinet where you go to university and you transfer knowledge from a book into the back part of your head. But ADHD is dealing with the prefrontal cortex, and that's taking the information from the back part of your brain and organizing it and executing it. It's not just those with ADHD know what to do. Sometimes they have difficulty actually executing. And we did an interview with Dr. Brown because he works a lot with those with ADHD and high IQ, and it was very clear that they're completely independent. There's the percentage of people that are Mensa in the ADHD population is the same as the regular population. They're not. They're just as smart, but there's that execution side of it. But I'm saying that too, because at the same time, I've coached so many individuals where they can execute when they understand how it all works. And as I like to say, is you go to school and you get your degree and knowledge, but the front part is about the school hard knocks. And Tom, I myself was in an upstart many years ago I literally joined a company when they were about 100 employees, mostly engineering marketing people, and we grew 100 employees a month for 14 months.
Wow.
And about 4 months into it, we went public. And it was amazing to me because literally when you're in a building and there's 100 new people coming on the floor every month, you hardly get to know their last name, much less they're moving all the time. And I remember our supply room was just letterhead was just tossed in there because there was not time to organize it. And I'm sharing this with you because I think what you bring to the table here is really interesting, is that that experience of the growth of going through an upstart is a lesson that you can only learn in a school of hard knocks. This is not taught in books. Can you just talk about that experience a little bit and the growth factor and that it's this dynamic type thing that's just kind of interesting?
Yeah. Well, one thing we find interesting is with the ADHD mind, folks love to learn and love to get new knowledge, but they really want to learn about what they're interested in. And what you often end up in school is they're teaching information you're not interested in. There's, you know, core requirements and electives and a lot of different components. We found that we can let folks really drill into what they want, and you know, they're excited to learn more about that. So we have a concept here called just-in-time learning. So there's a lot of different components that they want to pick up as far as, you know, designing their own products, as far as marketing and creating, you know, value propositions for customers, what customer segment you need to do, profit and loss statements on the financial side. And we really take the learning concept and say, let's learn it as you need it. Our goal isn't to, day one, just step through a curriculum, this is what you need to learn. It's let them run through their project, and as they need to know pieces of their project on the business side, that's when we'll introduce topics. For example, you know, profit and loss, you have to be able to make sure you're going to make money in your business, but you don't really want to start the business that way. It's not till the person gets to the point where, you know, they're ready to say, okay, I want to sell and I got to figure out pricing, is you can start going through the examples. Okay, so you want to do pricing, let's start taking a look at some of the other aspects of the business, and you can introduce the financials when they're interested in it. And we find that to really be a key to success for the folks here.
I like that kind of concept, just-in-time learning. It's like just-in-time inventory in the business world, is that it's being provided at the point in time, the point of performance when it's really making a lot of sense. Tom, we need to go to a break real quick.
Okay.
You guys have a Kickstart program or something kind of going on. Can you just tell our listeners a little bit about that?
Yeah, right now, one of the inventors at the lab here, we call them inventives as opposed to students, and one of the inventors has created what's called the Floating Island, which is a storable table, countertop table. It can be used in micro kitchens. I have it set up out of my grill. It's great for camping. It's great for tailgating parties. And he's designed it, and there's a website called Kickstarter, kickstarter.com, that lets folks pre-sell different inventions that they have. And he has one called Floating Island that's on Kickstarter now. It's going to be live through the end of January of this year. And if you're interested, it's great to get an idea of what some of the folks at the lab are working on.
I want to hold that because I want to come back to that stuff, because one of the things is when people are kind of coming, you encourage a lot of some of that stuff, and we'll get into more detail on that. Real quickly, everybody, if you're listening, one of the focuses of this show is this is very, very unique. It's an ADH business incubator to bring people in and bake ideas and really kind of launch them. And one of our goals tonight is if you're listening to this, hopefully you're curious about this. Maybe you have an interest, and you need to go check out the website. But more importantly is if you're just kind of curious and you don't know, please get the word out. This is really just a very exciting concept for the ADHD world. It's the first of its kind, and I applaud Tom and his partner for pulling that stuff together. Real quickly, to learn more about it and or to forward it on to somebody else that might be interested, it's inventivelabs.org. That's inventivelabs.org. And with that, we'll be right back after these messages.
Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
Looking for a new way to manage your ADHD or ADD? A new clinical trial is testing an investigational medicine for adults with ADHD. The medication is not a stimulant. There's no cost to participate, and health insurance is not required. If you've been diagnosed with ADHD and want to learn more, visit www.measureadhd.com or call 866-985-0330. That's measureadhd.com or 866-985-0330.
The average annual cost of attending college starts around $25,000. Students who have ADHD are at high risk of dropping out because they haven't learned the critical skills they need to succeed in school. Protect your investment with an Edge Foundation coach, specifically trained to help students with ADHD and executive function challenge make the transition from high school to college. Visit edgefoundation.org to learn more or call 206-632-9497 and use promo code EDGE to get your free college success guide.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is TimeTimer.com.
You deserve the best-trained ADHD coach. Find one at the ADD Coach Academy, the only comprehensive ADHD coach training program accredited by the International Coach Federation. Go to ADDCA.com and click on Find a Coach.
If you think you understand attention so well, then why are you struggling so much with it? Attention is as simple as it is complex to understand. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. It's grossly misunderstood. Consider this. Focus on the wrong thing, get the wrong solution. In our new ebook, we'll share 5 key tips and insights on managing ADHD learned from conducting more than 300 interviews with attention experts. Download our ebook today at attentiontalknetwork.com and start understanding and managing your attention today.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody, to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. We're here with Tom talking about a business incubator for those with ADHD. Before the break, we were just kind of framing out his background a little bit and a little bit what's going on. Tom, let's talk about the program. The title of the show is ADHD Shark Tank is training, filling out your applications. This is actually a program that people apply to. Can you tell us a little bit about that? And then I want to kind of spend some time talking about when they apply and they come into the program, a little bit more detail about really kind of what takes place at the beginning and kind of transition our way through. So, again, let's talk about just kind of start for the beginning on that.
Yeah, so for applications, we really try and find folks who are a good match for the lab, and the lab's a good match for them. There really is no set type that we're looking for. Folks want to take a look at the application. It's on our website, inventivelabs.org. As you mentioned, on the front page, there's an apply now, and you can download the application. We're really not looking for all this, application that's just everything great you've done in life. We're really trying to get a good feel for who you are as a person. So the application, we say spelling and grammar don't count. But the application, we do ask about, things you've been successful in life, different type of intelligence you have. Have you done well in school? Have you done well in sports? Are you socially very outgoing? What's the different areas that work? We also ask a little bit about where do you struggle as well, where are areas in life that you struggle. And the application for us is really the chance to get a conversation going. We usually have a couple of different interviews with the folks following up on that and really trying to see what their goals are in life and what we have to offer and make sure there's a good match between the two of them.
Spelling and grammar doesn't count. That's music to my ears, I'll tell you that. What is also interesting is when you say list what you struggle with, is like, wait a second, there's going to be some struggles. And what I'm hearing is that's not a negative. It's really to see if you guys can fill the holes in that particular area. I'm surmising something here, but if a person's got, hey, listen, they have the struggles in the area, we can actually kind of we can help that person, plug that stuff in. It really makes a lot of sense. Which leads us to you're really trying to get a dialogue going to see what really kind of makes some sense. And that seems to me like just a completely different process than what people are accustomed to.
Yeah, I think it is pretty unique. And, we have folks coming, I love to build things. I love to work with my hands. I hate numbers. I hate financials. So we really kind of want folks to be open as far as where they feel they have their strengths. So strength-based program, and then it allows us to see if we can fill in the gaps in different areas for them as well. A lot of folks struggle with time management, struggle with being on time and those components, and we can understand that, and that's kind of how our program is built, is to work with them with the areas that they struggle as much as, gearing towards their strengths.
So they go through the application process, and they go through that stuff, and then they're selected to come into the program. Tell us a little bit about the beginning curriculum and how it starts and how it kind of flows from there.
Yeah, the beginning of the program is really rather fun. What we do with them is we work with what they're passionate about. We have a bunch of different exercises for them to brainstorm. We actually like each person to come in and over the first couple of months generate about 50 different business or service or product ideas that they can come up with. And we do that based around their passions. We do it based around things that they hate. We have some different exercises, which are kind of fun. And once they really hone in, we then go through an exercise of, okay, now.
You there? If you can hear us, we can't hear you.
Hello?
Oh, there, you're there. Here we are. Right.
Okay, great.
Okay, so you go through the exercises and you kind of narrow it down?
Yeah, so go through the exercises and narrow it down. And from there, we go into a validation stage. So how do you validate it? It's great we're brainstorming here at Inventive Labs, but how do you go out to the real world and see if other people share that idea? Kickstarter, as I mentioned, is one way of doing that. We do different focus groups to kind of work with it, and that often really refines the concept and the idea. There's a concept in the startup world. It's called minimum viable product. What's the minimum product you can create to get a lot of feedback to figure out how you should change what your product is? So we work through that, and eventually they realize an idea, they think it can move forward, and then we help them execute on that and figure out how do they make it into a livelihood.
The brainstorming part sounds like an enormous amount of fun, but the exercises that you're doing, I'm hearing that it's within a group setting, so not only are you brainstorming, but other people are brainstorming. Is that accurate, or is it more one-on-one?
There's a combination. We do a lot of group sessions. We do have group sessions on a daily basis, but folks do work independently as well. And sometimes it is one-on-one. Rick and I will work individually with folks as well to help refine their ideas. So, and sometimes small groups break off and brainstorm. We really find people work on their own passions, and some of them form together to form a group. They may want to move forward as a group. But even if you don't, even if you're working by yourself, working with others and bouncing ideas off of them is a big aspect of being at the lab. It's kind of a community that we've built here that we foster that brainstorming and working together.
I would think there's a lot of learning amongst each other by asking each other questions, being just curious about somebody else's idea. I mean, I think that certainly your experience, you bring a lot to the table, but my gut is that questioning process actually kind of facilitates two things. One, the creative process, but also the identification of maybe obstacles in the way. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that's pretty accurate. And it's actually cross-discipline. Sometimes you learn things from other disciplines you're not familiar with. I know myself, we've been in business now for about a year and a half, and it's been a fabulous time for me. People who have come to the lab have, you know, we have a fashion designer working on her fashion line. I've learned about the fashion industry. We have folks building with their hands the mechanical aspects. I've learned about that. We have a couple of folks who are about to open a board game store that they want to create, so I learned a lot about, you know, that industry, playing board games and the revitalization of the board game industry. So, you know, for me, it's a great learning experience, and I think for everyone here, we can learn from each other. And, you know, my role and Rick's role is to help mentor on the business side of things, but there's a lot for all of us to learn.
Well, the mentoring side, I totally get that, but the insight that you guys can bring to the table to say, hey, listen, let's cut through all the BS. This is really what you need to focus on an individual, just-in-time level really makes a lot of sense for me. Tom, we need to go to a break again. Everybody, again, the website is inventivelabs.org. That's inventivelabs.org. Go check it out. Also, go email that website to everybody else you know that might be interested. Tell them that you heard about it on Attention Talk Radio. And really, let's inundate Tom with some interest, because nobody's done this before. And if they're successful, just think of the possibilities, not only for those individuals that are into the program, but those future people that are coming down the pike. So with that, we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. We'll return in a moment. Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
A new study is seeking adults 18 to 55 who have been diagnosed with ADHD or ADD. The study will examine the effects of an investigational medicine on symptoms of ADHD. The medicine is not a stimulant and works differently than currently approved ADHD medications. To learn more, visit www.measureadhd.com or call 866-985-0330. That's measureadhd.com. Or 866-985-0330.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is timetimer.com.
You can't go off to college with them, but we can. Visit edgefoundation.org to learn more how an EDGE coach can help your student reach their full potential. You can also call 206-632-9497 and use promo code EDGE and get a free college success guide. Experience the difference with a top-notch ADHD coach. Find one at the ADD Coach Academy, the only comprehensive ADHD coach training program accredited by the International Coach Federation. Go to addca.com and click on Find a Coach.
Focus on the wrong thing, get the wrong solution, misunderstand attention, and you'll struggle with it. Get 5 key tips and insights on managing ADHD learned from conducting more than 300 interviews with attention experts. Download the ebook today at attentiontalknetwork.com and start managing your attention today.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody, to this exciting edition of Attention Talk Radio. We're here with Tom talking about ADHD Shark Tank training. Fill out your applications. Number one, I want to be very clear, is they're not starting this. They've actually got people in-house, so applications have been filled, and they've been doing this. They're really just really trying to grow. Tom, one of the things about this is I just want to be kind of clear is that you've got somebody who is really, really bright who, you know, the college setting just maybe doesn't necessarily work for them, and they say, hey, this is really kind of where I want to go. So they make an application, and they physically actually move to the Massachusetts area kind of on location. So this is a business incubator, just-in-time education that's on-site. I mean, this is not a part-time gig. This is the real deal. You want to speak to that for a second?
Yeah, it definitely is. This is what folks want to, you know, they want to create their livelihood. They want to figure out how they're going to make a living. And so this is full time. This is their chance to come in and really focus. It actually, in many ways, gives them a chance to spend a year, 6 months or a year, really focusing on where they're going to bring their career forward. So the folks over here, we have a couple who have part-time jobs, but for the most part, the folks are here full time. We're open 24/7. We have folks who come in early in the morning. We have folks who like to come a little bit later in the morning, but stay here late till the evening. And this gives them an environment to dig in on what they're passionate about and try and figure out how they can make money and how they can make a living at it.
Now, also I want to kind of highlight that I've had a little bit of exposure to venture capital and some incubators here in the Tampa area a little bit. A lot of times those are kind of coming together, and they're really kind of relying on that one big, the big home run that really thing kind of comes in, that really kind of, that they kind of latch their saddles to. But your philosophy is a little bit different. It's really not about hitting the home run. It's about the batting average. It's like the idea is how many people can we launch with a successful business, not can we be next Microsoft. You want to speak to that for a second?
Yeah, I think that's important, especially in the title of this being the Shark Tank. In many cases, the Shark Tank is about winners and losers. And in the investment community, you're right, especially in the venture capital side, they're willing to invest in multiple firms, hoping that one makes it big. In our case, we're really working with individuals, and we're really trying to make sure that they have the chance to go out and get a success. And our success may be a little different. In the venture capital world, it's quite often, you know, they're looking for the $100 million company. In our case, as we said, the folks opening the board game store, that's a success. They can create that. They can generate revenue. They can make a living out of it. So we have multiple ways that we look at what can be success out of the lab.
At the end of the day, for the most people who listen to the show, we don't really do infomercials for the most part, but this is really just so unique, it's one of a kind, is you want to go kind of get your business acumen degree in a non-school and like a non-college environment where you're collaborating with other people, dealing with some people who've been there, done that, and got the T-shirt, that know the insights and the pitfalls of what's going on, but also understand ADD, that have built a learning environment that's really kind of conducive for that. I mean, this is just so unique. It's just such one of a kind. The people that are applying to this, you're filtering through that. When they show up, they're dedicated, they mean business, they're moving to Massachusetts, and their sole focus is on this. Talk about hyper-focus. It just seems to me that this is just such an exciting program for those that they know they're capable, but the mainstream way of doing this really doesn't make a lot of sense, that this is an alternative, is really a breath of fresh air. Validation on that. I mean, that's really kind of what you're doing, right?
Yeah. Can you repeat the last question, Jeff?
It's really just, I'm just really making a statement that this is just such a breath of fresh air for those with ADHD. It's a non-traditional learning environment where everything kind of shows up with the expertise to kind of shepherd everybody through the process. It's really quite exciting for the ADHD community to have this as an alternative for the first time.
Yeah, I think it is exciting because I think one of the big things we have here, the folks have come through it, one of the words we often hear is acceptance. This is an area that, you know, for the first time they felt like they came in, they were accepted for who they were, and that's almost liberating. That allows them to go through and start really working on what they're passionate about and kind of move forward with it. We're in a lot of environments they kind of feel beat down or, you know, you're not in time, what are you doing? You get all the negative that's going through. In that case, we try and really work with folks to make it a environment where they're accepted, and they can then take that and take the other worries away and make the noise stop and then move forward from there. And it's really interesting. We talked about, you know, different aspects. You talked a little bit earlier about the VC community. And we also have folks who are interested in that track as well. We have a team. Actually, they just formed their company. They've come through the program. It's called Hyperaptive. They create phone apps, and they just got funded through some angel investors for almost $300,000. And they get their company up and running now. So it's in their case, they are going for the high tech, the bigger win. And we really worked with them so they understood, you know, the angel money that came in, what does it mean? And, you know, what are you giving up to get that equity in your company, and how does that work? So my partner, Rick, has done a lot. He has his MBA from Morton's. He's done an awful lot with raising money from venture and angel communities. And he's a real good resource for those who want to go in that direction as well.
And so just for the vernacular here a little bit, and I'm glad you brought this up because you guys definitely have experience in that. And for those that are listening, and correct me if I'm wrong, Tom, like an angel investor is somebody who is not necessarily in the business, but they have some capital on the side, they come up with a really good idea, and they tend to come in like on the early start of a program to kind of get it kind of going. Once there's a concept that's proven a little bit, that's when the venture capital people will really kind of come in and say, hey, listen, there's a proof of concept, there's some sales along behind it. That's kind of like where we're kind of tagging the name Shark Tank kind of along with it, that they're looking for something that's really kind of proven. And the art of taking something and bringing it to find angel investors and then taking it to go find venture capitalists and then, you know, ultimately maybe even going public after that, those are the number one, am I misrepresenting angel investor, the definition of angel investor in a venture capital, but also that progression, and these are the types of things that you guys have experience in that can help these people shortcut under this what's going on and can help, like, you know, this is how this process works. So can you speak to that for a second?
Yeah, that's I think very accurate in your definitions of that. When you want to get a business going, you need some money to do it. You can go to the bank, you can go to angel investors, the VC community. For those who do watch the show Shark Tank, I think it's awfully interesting, and they're more venture capital investors in companies. You notice in Shark Tank, if somebody has an idea and they haven't sold it much, they give very little money and ask for a very large percentage of the company versus someone who may have already sold a couple million dollar worth of product. In that case, it's a much smaller percent of the company that they typically get. So angels really fill the gap. Angels are folks who take someone who really has an idea or just starting out and often helps fund them to get going initially, sometimes called seed funding, really to help someone with an idea or a concept get off the ground. And angels also tend to be a little less involved with the company. They have folks that have often done well, accredited investors, which means they have money. They can lose this money. They can afford to lose it. So they put it out. They're trying to help folks get their business started. A lot of them were successful entrepreneurs themselves, and they like to give back. Where I think in the VC community, they're much more institutional investors, really looking for the return and different components.
Yep. Absolutely. And so, Tom, we didn't talk about this, but I got to believe that you're for this. If you're listening to this show and you have an interest in this and you've got some side money and you'd like to be an angel investor, Tom's your guy to call. Because you can sit there and say, listen, we got a host of young ADHD entrepreneurs that have some great ideas. You can listen to them, and if you're interested, we'd love to help you come in and help get these things started. I mean, I'm not getting too far out on a limb. I mean, you guys would welcome that, I trust. Is that?
Well, we actually welcome a lot of outside help. Rick and I are two people, and as we mentioned, we have people across multiple different industries. So we have a lot of folks who come into the lab, artisans, who we call them artisans. They're experts in their industry. So folks who want to, you know, dedicate some time to help teach these folks, folks who do want to be angel investors and want to invest and help some of these folks get going, we really can kind of help broker, make sure that it's a good deal for both the people investing the money and for the people taking the money. And we don't like to see bad deals where people don't understand what it is. So we try and make sure people understand exactly what the deal looks like and how it benefits both sides.
So my call to action to everybody out there is do us all a favor. If you're in the ADHD community and you're listening to the show, and you know somebody who is interested in giving back to the ADHD, who might have some side money, who might want to have some fun as an angel investor, contact Tom. If you're somebody who has some expertise in some area and you're called to support this or whatever, contact Tom. If you know somebody out there with an entrepreneurial spirit that's got some ADHD that doesn't learn well in a traditional environment, contact Tom so that they can kind of make application. And if you just find this to be curious and you don't have the money, you don't have the expertise, and nobody immediately kind of comes to mind still, send the website out there so we can publicize this and make the ADHD community aware of this. I think the best case scenario is Tom is flooded with applications and ideas and we get approved that there's definitely a need and we pull this stuff together. And again, you can learn more and contact Tom at labs.org. That's inventivelabs.org. And Tom, with that being said, is there anything that we haven't brought up that we need to mention, or any closing thoughts?
Well, one of the things that we've been looking at is we kind of see this as a big need in our society. We'd love to have, as you said, a very successful inventive labs here in Amesbury, Massachusetts. But part of our goal is to, if we can be successful here and really demonstrate success, is to open additional labs in other locations throughout the country. We have folks who travel from different parts of the country to come here, but we'd love to be able to open up centers in other locations, bring the same type environment, and help folks, the ADHD community, the dyslexic community, really shine, show what you can do, and create some great companies, some great startups, and really show that there's a lot of gifts that go along with ADHD and dyslexia.
Two comments that just when you said that was fascinating to me is I had heard back in 2008 there was a study done on billionaires, and supposedly 44% of them had dyslexia. And the notion was they weren't any smarter than everybody else, but because of the challenges, they had to think differently, and they had to take risks in order to do that, so they bubbled up to the top. The other thing I can't help, but we did a show years ago with Dr. Russell Barkley about the is ADHD a gift or a curse? And we highlighted a conversation that Dr. Barkley and Dr. Hollowell had at a CHAD conference, and Dr. Barkley talked about the research with regard to ADHD, but Dr. Hollowell talked about hope, and the key is, as a clinician, it's really kind of all about hope and inspiring people. And one of the notions is those with ADHD, because of the challenge of it, many times they have to be kind of creative and step out of that light and do things a little bit differently. And can you imagine where we'll be in 5 or 10 years, Tom, is if you have some people go through this incubator and they actually have some successful companies and they thrive and they become name brands out there and names. Imagine the hope that will bring to everybody else that's out there to kind of go through the system and make that happen. And my call to everybody listening to that show is call and support these guys by money, expertise, or just word of mouth, because that is not going to hurt the ADHD community, and that's my exclamation point. Does that work for you, Tom?
That works perfect.
So, everybody, Tom, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show, enlightening us. Again, everybody, go to inventivelabs.org. And with that, Tom, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thanks, Jeff. I really appreciate the interview and enjoyed talking with you.
Everybody, hope you've enjoyed us. Get the word out, and catch us next week for another great edition of Attention Talk Radio. Take care.